Tables Parlay, episode 11, coming up.
Okay. Welcome back to Tables Parlay, where we parlay conversation into inspiration. And going along with our last theme of single parenthood, we got it from the father's or the daddy's perspective. Now we want to take it from the mother's perspective. And so today I have a very special person on today, my mama, Mama Dot, who she alone raised four kids by herself. And so we're going to discuss about single parenthood from the mother's perspective, and some of the challenges that she encountered, and how she did it, just to encourage others who may be in the same boat, to encourage you, you're not alone. There are resources that you can use to help you navigate being a single parent. So today we're going to talk about single parenthood, and we are going to honor the single mothers that are out there. We see you. We see the hard work you put in every day and the sacrifice that you put in. And so today we're going to talk about that today. So come to the table. Let's go. So hey, let's introduce our special guest today. It is my mama. Hey, mama.
Hello.
So we're talking about single parenthood, the mother's perspective, a little bit of historical background. According to the U.S. Census report in the United States, 25.8% of the population are headed by single parents. 83% of the single parenthood in the U.S. are headed by mothers, single mothers. Of the percentage of single mothers, 45% of single mothers are currently divorced or separated, or 1.7% widowed, or 34% never been married. Almost 70% of black children are headed by single mothers. And I'm a part of that statistic, as I was raised by a strong single black woman who, I'm telling you, lost your slap. Slap your lips off your mouth if you sassed her. But I'm very grateful for her resilience, her ingenuity, and her strength throughout the years. So let me introduce you to my special mama. Say hello to the folks, mama.
Hello, everybody.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Dorothy. Tell us a little bit where you're from.
Well, I'm from Birmingham, Alabama.
Amen. And you had how many children?
Three boys and one girl.
And you raised by yourself?
Absolutely.
And how long were you a single mother?
From
1964? Till I grew up.
I married in between there, remember?
Yeah.
But then I was still a single parent. From 64.
64 to probably 2005 when I finally moved.
Right.
Not 2005, no. 1994 is when I finally joined the military.
Right.
What were the circumstances that, and how old were you when you had to embark raising three boys on your own? How old were you at that age?
When my first son was born, I was 18. The second son, I was 19. My third son, I was 24. My daughter, which is you, I was 32.
So you were a single mother, a single parent early on, 18, 19 years old. And so what were the circumstances? How did you wind up being a single parent at such a young age?
After 10 years, their father and I got a divorce.
Okay.
But in between there, I remarried again. No children by him. He deceased after 4 years.
He died after 4 years
after
of being
four
married.
Years.
So then you were back to being a single parent
back
again.
Again, as single parent.
Discuss with us how you had to
grow up so fast at such a young age of 19 years old to raising three boys by yourself? You told me in the past that you, in the matter of the divorce, 6 months later, you had to grow up and raise these boys all by yourself. Take us through some of them.
It was just being married 10 years, I became truly an adult. After 10 years, it took 8 months, and that's when I realized I was an adult.
So it took you 8 months after the divorce, it took you 8 months to try to get the revelation that, wow, I'm out here. I'm doing this all by myself.
And right.
How did you do that? Did you have resources, support system? What did you do?
All I know is these were my children. I had to work to take care of them.
Put food on the table, roof over their head.
And although my boys are 6'3", 6'4", 6 feet, my daughter's 5'11", I demanded respect from them, which richly I received it from them.
And yes, you did. Can you explain to those out there who are single parents or single mothers, what was the hardest part being a single mother during that time?
You know, I realized that I was living for those children, so all I know is I worked, come home, cooked, had a pressure cooker, cooked, fed them, got them ready for bed, the same thing over and over.
What was the hardest part? Was it financial? Is it emotional? Did you feel lonely? Did you feel like you were abandoned? What was the hardest part of being a single parent?
It had to be financial.
Mm-hmm.
But then I made it through with it.
Made it through. You did what you had to do.
Right.
Did what you had to do, as so many other parents are doing that as well. Can you explain what some of the biggest stigmas that you believe that are towards Black single mothers? What are some of the stigmas?
One is that Black single mother with children wind up on welfare.
Mm-hmm.
There are some Black single mothers that children get in trouble. The first thing they say, I can't, he's out of my control. Mm-hmm. They're never out of your control. God entrusted those children in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you choose a divorce, can't make it, they're still in your hand.
Still your responsibility.
And it's your job to take care of them.
Right.
Regardless. But you never say, I just throw up my hands. I give them to God. We all to God, but He planted us here to take care of these children.
Exactly. So you are your choices, so you have to take the responsibility of
your choices.
So the biggest stigma is people assume that single Black mothers are always looking for a handout with the government and welfare. Explain to our listeners what you did to keep us off of welfare.
I can't say that I didn't try.
Mm-hmm.
I applied, but for some reason...
You applied for welfare back then?
Yes, but I was never eligible because of the little support from their dad.
He didn't give
and
you
my
much,
job.
Much
no, I didn't
financial
get,
support?
No, I didn't.
Tell
I didn't.
The readers how much financial... how much you got for taking care of three boys from their your ex-husband, their father.
$150. It's just say $300.
A month?
A month.
That's it?
That's it. $75 every 2 weeks. That's how I got it.
Oh, wow. That's not much to raise.
But I raised them, and they were clean.
They were fed.
They were fed, and they had a decent place to live.
And we never, ever was on welfare.
Never. I tried, but that little loophole there from that little $75.
Because you was getting that extra income.
Yeah, it stopped. And now I'm glad I wasn't on it. I made it. I proved that you can do it.
You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
God is a provider, and He did provide for us.
Yes, He did.
Now, thinking back, because you was pretty young as a single mother, and 19, 24, 29 years old, how did you date, or how does one date when you have four children and you're a single parent? How do you date?
You date.
Did you date?
Yes, I dated.
And you told them on the front side, look.
But I made them made it very clear. My children come before anybody.
Right.
That was just it.
That's right. They're number one priority.
Mm-hmm. The dates I had, I never had in my mind that they're going to be...
The baby's father.
The baby's father, because they're not.
Mm-hmm. They already have their own father.
Thank you.
So don't replace your temporary man as being the main father. So, you know, dating and trying to find work-life balance. How did you, during that time, because you was one woman raising all these kids and working hard to make sure we had a roof over our head and food on our on the table, clothes on our back. But how did you find a work-life balance to take care of yourself? And yes, children are the forefront, the first priority. But what did you do for your own self-care, for work-life balance, as you're sacrificing everything to take care of these kids? What did you do for yourself?
I never neglected myself, because it became an even balance between me and my children.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be clean and dressed. I'm clean and dressed.
So if you're going to eat, they're going to eat.
They're going to eat.
If you're going to be clean, they're going to be clean.
It's simple as that.
You're going to get your hair done, they can get them. Because so many, some mothers don't do
that. I know. Their hair bent and face made up, and the little children walking around with the nappy hair, the dirty clothes.
Not fed, or somebody else is taking care of babysitting them or whatever.
That's right. It's sad to even think about it.
Right. So you never put your, even though kids were the first priority, you also had your own hobbies and things that
did,
and you dated as well. Did you find support for the single parents that are out there? What would you encourage them to get as far as support? Because you can't do everything by yourself as a single mom. But what support could they pull from?
If you have friends.
Mm-hmm. Friends.
Make sure they're on the same level as you is in regards to their children,
mm-hmm.
their livelihoods.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got a friend that's neglecting the children and out in the street, this is how you will wind up doing. But you have a support group, people, women who are trying just like you are.
Yes, a support group.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. that will work.
What about family members, sisters?
Sisters,
father figures for your son, since
my brother became mm-hmm. the father figure of my son.
So their uncles become like now their
Absolute.
Father figures, and mm-hmm. their aunts.
I have cousins who my children call uncle,
mm-hmm.
because that's how we raised them.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the men in our family.
So a lot of support system through friends and family
mm-hmm.
to keep, or support groups for single parents.
Right.
So before we close, can you share some wisdom for those single mothers out there, what you learned along the way? And because you made mistakes like anybody else made mistakes, but what can you offer those single mothers that are out there to keep going and to keep moving forward?
Work. Don't depend on a young man to support you and your children. Work. God, you work with God. God will work with you, help you. He'll supply all your needs.
Right.
Stop letting these young men babysit your children.
What's wrong with the young men babysitting?
The young men. If I've always told my daughter, whom I'm talking to now, if a man has to curse you or call you the B word, drop him right then.
Disrespect.
Respect is up front.
Mm-hmm.
And you young ladies, they call you B's. W's,
Holes.
They don't respect you.
They don't respect you, yeah.
And your kids, if they were a man, they wouldn't try to lay up on you with your kids. So live for yourself and your children. And, of course, let God lead you.
Right. So you definitely want to use wisdom, who you bring it into your family.
That's
dynamic.
Right.
Because they can bring something either bad or evil, or they
yes.
can bring something good.
Yes.
And respect is the culture of the house. And if they can't respect, if the man coming into your, or even friends coming into your life, can't add to that culture of respect, then you don't need to have them in that home. Awesome. Is there anything else you would want to say to encourage single parents?
That's all.
Single mothers?
Take care of your children. You don't need, it's because they daddy going one way. And that don't mean you turn on your kids and neglect them.
Let's talk about that. Now, you know how some single parents, they can't stand their ex-husband or their baby daddy, so then they talk bad
mm-hmm,
about the father to the child.
That's not a good thing.
You never did that with my dad. Mm-mm. Talk to them about that.
No, you don't. Your children will find out later whether you're telling it. Well, if you tell them and you're telling them wrong, they find out differently.
As they grow older.
As they grow older, mm-hmm. they need to find out that person on their own.
You don't color their opinion but because you have a bad experience with
right.
their dad.
That's right. It's still their dad.
Still their dad. Talk to us about some single mothers that withhold their children from seeing their father.
That's wrong. Now, if the father's abusive, mm-hmm. I can understand. They don't need to be around the kid. They don't need to be around you. Mm-hmm. But children need to know who their father is. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't take that from them. Some kids won't speak up. They hold it in, mm-hmm. and which is bad. It hurts them later on.
When you say hold it in, hold in what? The divorce? Or
no, holding in, I can't see my dad.
Right.
But they don't want to ask mom.
Right.
So they just keep it in, and they be wondering, well, I wonder why I can't see my daddy, you know.
Does that, you think that causes resentment and anger issues later on?
Later on it does.
Right. So the,
let them find out on their own.
Let them have their own relationship with their dad.
That's right.
Right, right. Awesome wisdom, Mama. Anything else you would want to encourage the single mothers out there?
No, that's about it.
That's about it.
Get your education.
Get your education. As hard as it is working and raising kids.
It can
kids,
be done.
Get your education
yes.
first and foremost.
That's right.
Because that's what's going to open up doors for you, right?
Yeah, it can be done.
It can be done. You can go to school, take one class here,
that's
one class
right.
there. Or you can take up a trade, do hair, cook meals, mm-hmm. catering business. But there's all kinds of opportunities for you to keep moving forward financially.
Absolutely.
Hustle. You got to hustle.
That's
you,
it.
We agree you
better
hustle.
To come out good
yeah.
in the end.
Mama hustled. Now she did. Mm-hmm. All right, Mama. I love you so much. I just wanted you to encourage those who are single mothers out there. And I think you've given us a lot of wisdom.
I pray I did.
Oh, mm-hmm. you did. I love you.
I love you.
All right. And with that, all right, Mama, thank you for talking to our viewers. All right. Single mothers. Going along with our theme, this is part two of honoring the single parent. I was raised by a single mother, and so today I wanted to come on and honor the single mother. One thing I can say about my mother, she always showed up. She was consistent. No matter how hard it got, she stayed in the game to hold the family together. And so many single parents are out there holding it all together, and we could never understand the depth of their sacrifice. So I want to inspire you and encourage you to, if you know someone in your sphere of influence, your AOR, your community, your church, your job is a single parent, look for ways that you can support them, help them. Even offers, hey, you need someone to babysit, hey, you need somebody to cut your grass. Every little bit helps. It takes a village. It takes a village to keep the family going, to keep the family, especially Black families. It takes a village to hold it all together. So I hope that I have inspired you to honor the single parents, single mothers in your community and your family, and support them, help them in any way that you can. Be a mentor to the single parents' children. Be a father figure, possibly to single mothers who have boys. They need help. So I wanted to honor single parents today, single mothers. Tables Parlay endeavors to be a voice for the voiceless. And so I wanted to lend a voice to so many single parents, so many single mothers that are out there who have lost their voice. Hopefully today, with speaking with my mother, who's an awesome single mother, hopefully she frees some of you who may be single parents to free you up to continue charting the course and moving forward and never lose yourself in the midst of it all. And so with that, I hope that you all were inspired as you came to the table. This is Tables Parlay, where we parlay conversation into inspiration. Until next time.